quick.
All right, Eli Tomac, man, I had a top guy tell me there was no way to really make up time up there on the track. You found it early, how to where to make time.
There was places to pass, I'll tell you that. And there was places to make up time through the air.
Okay.
That's where I was catching guys through the big jumps, over the triples, over the quad, air time. I felt like you had to be low tonight, right? Yeah. Through the air. And then, of course, the right side of the whoops for me. Kept the skim going. That was a huge deal. I made a lot of passes skimming up the right side.
Yeah, I had a guy tell me that groove in the center was horrific to try to hit every lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I mean, it was horrific, but every guy I was behind was going right through it.
Yeah. It was great, and obviously not a start you wanted, right? That's one thing that we're going to probably work on after two rounds. It's early, but that's one thing.
Here's my comment on that. Okay. I think Dylan timed the gate.
Oh, okay.
It was ridiculous how good he was inside.
Yeah.
I was very happy with my heat race start. It was solid, good reaction. Yes, of course, the main wasn't there, but Dylan's start was insane.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Maybe mine was a little bit off compared to the heat, but...
he counted the six and dropped the clutch?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he counted six and went. It was ridiculous.
Okay.
Getting Jed early on, he got him back. I guess in your mind, you're like, hey, that's a guy that I got to get by right away. Were you kind of thinking like, no waiting, I got to do this?
Yeah, I was just sprinting, and it. We went back and forth twice.
Yeah.
So, it's the easiest time to make passes is early on when everyone's bunched up. Sure. That's what my goal was.
Yeah. A little stressed out about freeze.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know what? It was what was wild is there was a huge window of the track open to the left. I'm like, okay, that's where I'm going, and. Man, he still drifted over there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just crazy. I don't know. It was crazy. I'm thankful to get through that.
Yeah.
Last thing for you, the fork change from the hybrid to the air fork. What was behind that? What do you like about it? Why the change?
For me, this just fits my current setup better, man.
Yeah.
So it's been working. I've been more consistent with it. And it's been showing, on the track that it's faster.
Yep. So that's it. All right. Thanks, man.
Okay.